Sometimes you might think to yourself, wow, is praying the rosary making a difference? I'm praying the rosary here at this protest and this rally. Yeah, I trust that Mary's giving graces, but I don't see any change in the social actions. I don't see any change. You know, maybe one or two people will be changed because of your silent witness, because you're bearing these burdens very patiently and very lovingly, and you're giving of yourself. But many times they're so closed. Well, is there another way to use the rosary? From tradition, we know that Saint Dominic received the rosary from Our Lady. Why did Our Lady reveal to Saint Dominic the rosary? Because he was praying and petitioning, he was fasting and doing penances, asking Mary to help him to convert the Albigensians. There was a heresy called the Albigensian heresy. How did Saint Dominic get rid of this heresy? By praying the rosary only? No, Saint Dominic didn't just pray the rosary to get rid of this heresy, although prayer is very important. He needs the prayer power to go and be an effective preacher. But also, what did he do? He promoted the rosary. One of the promises from the 15 promises, if you don't know the 15 promises, I highly recommend you go to olrl.org and order thousands or hundreds of these little cards. There's 15 promises that Our Lady made to Saint Dominic and to Blessed Alain de la Roque. And one of these promises is to defeat heresy, so it's the third promise. The rosary shall be a powerful armor against hell. It will destroy vice, decrease sin, and defeat heresies. Well, let me tell you how that's working. By you praying the rosary alone in the corner, that's not going to defeat the heresies. How did Saint Dominic defeat the heresies? By promoting the rosary. So, for example, but there's no Albigensian heresy today. There's no Arian heresy today. Hey, atheism, that's a heresy. God doesn't exist, that's a heresy. We have relativism, that I can do whatever I want, that there's no moral norms, that's a heresy. Gay marriage, this idea that two men can get together and be married and call themselves a family because they are trying to make babies with each other, that's a heresy. Or two women, that's a heresy. Wow, what else is a heresy? Protestantism, that's a heresy. That you only need the scriptures alone, that's a heresy. And what is basically a heresy? A heresy is a falsehood. Who's the father of falsehoods? The father of lies is the devil. And so Our Lady, who crushes the head of the serpent, she gives us a way to combat these falsehoods, and that is through the rosary. How did the rosary defeat the Albigensian heresy? For example, when you're praying the rosary, you're praying the life of Jesus Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit that's active in the Word of God. The Word of God, the sacred scriptures, are the fountain of orthodoxy. They're the soul of spirituality. They're the soul of authentic doctrine. So what happens when you get somebody to pray the rosary, meditate on the mysteries? Well, the Holy Spirit and the life of Christ converts the individual slowly, sometimes, powerfully, other times, but it happens. Each time and every time when you can convince a soul to pray the rosary. How do you convince a soul to pray the rosary? You bribe them. Bribe them the same way the Blessed Mother gets you to pray the rosary. She bribes you. She doesn't bribe me. Yeah, you're praying the rosary because you want to convert some sinner. You're praying the rosary because you want to go to heaven. You're praying the rosary because you want some favor from God. You're praying the rosary for one reason or another. You're praying the rosary because you think it's going to make something good for you. So that's what? That's bribery. You're doing this. She's bribing you. She's giving you all these promises. So we can also promise our friends the same promise that she promises us about the rosary. What do you mean? So practically speaking, when you're promoting the rosary, am I saying that you go out in front of the abortion clinic and give out rosaries? Well, hey, that might work. But it's not just giving out rosaries. Because if you just give somebody a rosary and they don't have the background, they don't have the prayer behind it, what's going to happen? They're not going to pray it. They're going to wear it. They're going to put it there. They're going to put it here. Which is, in and of itself, not bad if you're wearing it as a holy reminder. Like, I'm wearing this around my wrist as a holy reminder that Mother Mary's got me by the hand. She's leading the way and I'm just her little child. Right. That's good. That's nice. But you know what? The prayer power comes from the sacred scripture. It comes from her intercession. It comes from the meditation. What do you need to do? You need to get a little pamphlet on how to pray the rosary. So that when you're giving away your rosary, what will happen is they will know how to pray it. And then they'll be tempted to pray it. What do you mean they'll be tempted to pray it? Let me give you an example. So for example, your friend is an atheist. And they've got a lot of other atheist friends because you're trying to convert them. You're in college or you're in high school or you're working in a business. And they're always anti-Catholic, right? Well, one day, what do you do? When they're not in their group, you have to approach them at the right time, when they're open, when they're not expecting it, right? When they're suffering, when they're sad, when they're desperate, right? So you go up to them and you say, hey man, I made you this rosary. Hope you like it. And you walk away and they say, oh, but you know, I made this. I was like, I know, but I just thought maybe you'd like it. Here you go. And then they say, wow, that was really nice. And then they have it. And so right then and there, they're not automatically closed off to you as being a Catholic because a Catholic was nice to them and they even gave them one of these rosaries. Because the rosary is not intimidating. It's not as intimidating as if you're carrying a big banner. So if you give them the rosary and then they're atheists, they're not going to pray it. They're an atheist. Right. Well, let me say something very clearly to you. There are many times where us people who are trying to be faithful Catholics, faithful Christians, where we're tempted to doubt, where we're tempted to despair. St. Thérèse of Lisieux, when she was, you know, agonizing before her death, there was moments where she was tempted to doubt in the existence of God. And she's a good saint. She's a doctor of the church because these temptations exist. The devil can tempt us. He tempted Adam and Eve in the garden, right? Just the same way that the devil tempted for bad, the Blessed Virgin Mary, she tempts for good. What did she do when Jesus was at the wedding feast at Cana? She prompted Jesus. She tempted him, so to speak, to do his first glorious act. So the same way we're tempted to unbelief, there are times when atheists are tempted to believe. Just like you're tempted to doubt, sometimes days are going bad and they're very desperate and they're very tempted to believe. So what do you do? Well, when they're tempted to believe in God, they're tempted to say there's got to be more than this, and they're desperate. Maybe you're in high school and you've got a lot of atheist friends or a lot of moral relativists or something, and they're studying for a test and they got to get an A or they're going to be in trouble. Wow, what happens? You say, hey man, I know that you don't pray, but have this rosary. I made it. There's these promises that God promises that whatever you ask of the rosary, if you pray with it with a pure intention, that what happens? That you'll get what you ask for. And then so this person, out of desperation, they pray the words. The very first words of this rosary is what? I believe in God, Father Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth. And they just kind of say it, and they feel kind of guilty about saying it, but then they keep praying it, and they get through it. Maybe you pray it with them. And then what happens? And then they get their test back, and they get an A instead of a C. Wow. And you think, well, man, I can't be making these promises. Hey, you're just going off the promises that Mary made to Blessed Alain de la Roche and also to St. Dominic. So what happens? Think about it this way. This kid gets an A on their one paper. In the grand scheme of things, if Mary's the wheeler and the dealer, if she's the broker, if she's distributing graces, she's a mediatrix of all graces, don't you think that she would be more likely to give this person an A? Because for this person, the A is so important. But to Mary and to her, this A is nothing. Okay, yeah, man, here, take your one grade. Give me your soul, right? And this person is converted with that. It's so simple. It's so easy. Now, what about the abortionists? How could I possibly end abortion? Not just by praying for the end of abortion, but by promoting the rosary. So maybe you're not giving out rosaries and pamphlets at the abortion clinics. But what are you doing? You're in high school. You're in college. And you know the girl who's always sexually active, you know she's very popular with the guys, maybe she's dressed immodestly. Well, you're not going to say, hey, I know you're a very immodest and bad person. No, you don't say this. You say, hey, how's it going? I made this rosary. I think you like it. You can have it. And say, oh, thanks. Out of nowhere, you gave her this rosary. And then she keeps it. And you don't know it, but at night, she's praying the rosary. And what happens? Her heart begins to be purified. Our Lady begins to intercede for her. The head of the serpent, the head of lust, begins to be squashed. Okay, I see where you're going with this, man. But these rosaries, these are expensive, right? Well, I highly recommend you not only give out rosaries, but you make your own rosary. You can order supplies from websites such as Our Lady's Rosary Makers. Our Lady's Rosary Makers has beads, string, all the tools you would need to make your own rosaries. And not only that, now you're getting rosaries when the final product's done for about 10 cents a rosary. And it's gonna take you, yeah, 10 to 15 minutes to make the rosary, but that's 10 minutes where you're interceding on behalf of the person you're gonna give it to. And it means a lot more to a person when you say, hey, I made this for you, enjoy it. Then if you just say, hey, here's a rosary. But if you made it for them, wow, that's special. That's powerful. All right, God bless you and God love you. Don't just pray a rosary every day, although a rosary a day will keep the devil away. Also, give out at least one rosary every day. Leave a rosary somewhere with a pamphlet. God bless you and God love you. Take care.